at countryclubnissan.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Marathon. If you're just tuning in, I am Big Chuck, and he is Doug Riley. And good morning, Doug. How you doing?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm doing just fine.
Tell us all why you're in here this morning. Sounds fascinating to me. Let's go.
Yeah, so a lot of the listeners might remember the Science Discovery Center up at SUNY Oneonta. Mm-hmm. Maybe you went there as a kid, or maybe you took your own children there. Well, after a couple-year hiatus, we're back. We'll be opening for the public again on March 1st. After that, we'll be open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 3, and we've got all new exhibits. We've got a beautiful new space. And
where exactly is it?
It's on the first floor of the Physical Science Building up at SUNY Oneonta.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be in the basement, but now we moved up a level, and we've got a gorgeous new 2,000-square-foot-plus space with a lot of light. And we've got a lot of new exhibits. We've got a lot of the classic exhibits that people might remember from visiting in the past.
Such as?
Such as the sound tube. Really neat exhibit.
What is the sound tube?
Yeah, so it's an exhibit where you can actually hear the speed of sound. And so it's a really, really long tube, about 200 feet. And you talk in one end and you listen out of the other end. It loops across the room. And you can hear the delay as your voice has to travel 200 feet to get to your ear.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
People must love that.
Yeah, that was one of the old favorites. When I talk to people who visited the center in the past, they always bring up that one in particular.
The sound tube. That sounds great. What's the tube made out of?
Well, it's actually just 200 feet of just your standard drainage pipe. So
what a great illustration, though.
Yeah, the founder of the center, we're named after him now, Al Reed. He was brilliant at taking everyday objects and figuring out how to demonstrate basic scientific principles with them. And
cool. Can you give me one other example of an exhibit that you might refer to as a vintage exhibit from those that might have remembered it from the past?
There's a great exhibit called the Cartesian Diver, and it's another super simple exhibit. It's a bottle of water, and inside it is a little like eyedropper, and it's got some air in it. And when you squeeze the Cartesian Diver, it sinks, and when you let it go, it rises. And what it's actually demonstrating is the same way a submarine changes elevation when it's underwater by taking on water and then expelling it. So there's a lot of things like that are like really simple. The founder was just really, really brilliant.
Did you know him?
I do know him. He's still a community member. He's actually helped the new center get off the ground.
Retired, probably?
Yeah, he's retired. But he'll probably be there on opening day on March 1st.
I was going to say, what a great thrill for him to see that come back.
Yeah, we've been rebuilding since the fall, and we're really glad he'll be able to join us to see what I think will make him really happy, which is people in the center discovering science for themselves.
Now, is this open during school hours, or how does it work? Yep, or weekends only? Or
no, Monday to Saturday. I'm sorry, Tuesday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be our opening hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably do some special events in those times, but we'll be having school visits. A lot of our special events will probably be on Saturdays.
I would think this would be just a magnet for school kids.
Yeah, traditionally that was...
I mean, not college kids, but for the local communities.
Yeah, it's really both. We're not even open yet, but I get college students dropping in who just want to come in for a few minutes and play. So it's a magnet for everybody. But yeah, traditionally a lot of our visitation came from the local schools. And so to any of the local school teachers out there who might be listening, this is a great place for a field trip, and we'll be back up and running, so please get in touch.
And it also sounds not age-specific. I would think a senior in high school or a 9-year-old would be fascinated by this.
Al Reed fundamentally believed that science was for everybody, and that it was for everybody at any age, and that anybody could discover it for themselves. And so we've really taken that to heart. And so sometimes we talk about our visitors as kids because that will get a lot of them.
Sure.
But we want to do some special programming for adults and seniors because we really think that it's for everybody. And I've seen adults have a better time playing with some of our interactives than kids. So anything that helps us be children at heart, I think, is welcome.
That's great. Doug, what do you do up there? What's your role? I mean, obviously with the Science Center, but...
Yeah, so actually, that's my full-time gig.
You are the
and the outreach coordinator for the Science Discovery Center. So I'm doing my job right now.
You get paid to play.
I get paid to play, and I get paid to try to urge other people to come and play too.
Now, might you have special events, or is it just open and you have exhibits? I mean, might you, like on Thomas Edison's birthday, will you have a cake and show people how electricity is made?
Or... I hadn't thought about that one in particular, but that would be really cool. Or even better, Nikola Tesla's birthday.
There you go.
Where we'd have to somehow electrify people.
Everybody's hair standing out on edge. Sure.
That's right. Yeah, we are planning some special events. Right now we're planning an event on August 12th that's Yuri's Night, that celebrates the first person to travel in space, Yuri Gagarin. And that will be a celebration of human spaceflight in general. We'll be having some special events too. But right now we're putting all our energy towards opening.
Sure.
On March 1. And,
you got a pretty good space, do you?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I bet it is. I haven't been there. I'm going up though, yeah. Once again, before I let you go, give people directions where it is and also make sure you let us know when you have special events. We'll pop it up on our social media for you.
Perfect. I'd be happy
to. So if I want to go there today, where am I going? It's not officially open yet.
Right. We're in the new physical science building. It's actually the old physical science building, but it's been renovated. So that's why we call it new. If you look at a campus map, you'll see physical science. There is visitor parking right across the street from it. And we're on the first floor on the corner. So there's lots of signs once you get into the physical science building that take you right to the A.J. Reed Science Discovery Center.
Awesome. And when you go, ask for Doug and go over and play with a sound tube.
Absolutely. And all the other things that we have
I'm going to go and see the sound. I'm going to crawl through it and see if I can make it all the way to the end.
Well, we'll see how you do.
Thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm Big Chuck. Stay with me, gang. I'll be right back.